On April 16, the Pulitzer Board announced their 96th annual prize winners for distinguished writing. But this year, for the first time since 1977, no prize was awarded in fiction. Book publishing is struggling, although people read more than ever, but we read in little chunks, status updates, text messages, and tweets. A three-paragraph email can elicit the response, TLDR, too long, didn't read. With this grim economic outlook, you'd think the industry would stand together to encourage reading, but the Pulitzer Board, like Bartleby the Scrivener, has said they would prefer not to. A cash award of $10,000 is nice, but the real prize publishers were hoping to reap was the sales bump that results any time a book wins a prize and hits the news cycle. The day after the prizes were announced, the four books that did win saw enormous leaps in sales. The fiction jurors read more than 300 books and narrowed the field down to three finalists, but the Pulitzer Board issued a statement saying the three books were fully considered, but in the end, none mustered the mandatory majority for granting a prize. Really? They couldn't just pick one? Such strict adherence to the rules of order seems finicky at best, self-defeating at worst. What, after all, do the Pulitzers exist for except to celebrate writing? If writing dies, so does the prize.